document of registered medical report. Patient first name is Shirin, S-H-I-R-I-N. Last name is Galaria, G-A-L-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 03-11-1951. Peer examination date is 05-23-2025. Peer next line. Chief complaint, colon, patient came today. Is a follow-up for hypercholesterolemia. Correction, patient came today with high fasting blood glucose. And laboratory tests showing high cholesterol, comma, both legs, varicose veins, causing pain. The next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that her fasting blood glucose is ranging from 120 to 160 milligram per day. And patient was non-compliant with his diet. Patient denied any numbness or tingling or dryness of mouth. With the next line, patient had a laboratory test done recently and reviewed the results with the patient, and her LDL cholesterol was high. Patient stopped taking statin 3 months ago, and patient is going to be restarted now. Also, she's advised on low-fat diet. With the next line, patient has pain in both the legs upon walking, and she has a history of varicose veins. The patient was advised in the past to use compression stockings, but she was non-compliant. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon. Patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, cough, comma, chest pain, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, focal weakness of the upper, lower, and upper extremities. Period. Next line. Past medical history significant for diabetes, and she is on metformin, 500 milligram, 2 tablets twice a day, comma. Patient has a history of, correction, patient is on rosuvastatin. Correction, patient was on rosuvastatin, 5 milligram tablet once a day, which she stopped 3 months ago. Next line, patient was on Januvia, 50 milligram tablet, 1 tablet a day, along with the low carb diet. Period. Patient was on Bisonopril but stopped due to side effects. The next line. Objective colon. Correction, social history. Patient is married with his husband, and she does walking a few times a week. No history of smoking. Period. Next line. Objective colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sound without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear. Bilateral without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is slightly obese without any tenderness. Period. Next line. Extremities has no cast iron or period edema. But patient has varicose veins both the legs. Period. Next line. Skin is healthy. Period. Next line. Patient is able to ambulate without any difficulty occasionally. Leg pain. Period. Next line. Had a long discussion with patient regarding treatment plan, and all her questions were answered to her satisfaction. She verbalized full understanding. Period. Next patient, same patient. His name is Shirin. Last name is Galaria, G-A-L-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 03-11-1951. Period examination date 01-24-2025. Period next line. Chief complaint, colon, patient came today with a chief complaint of high fasting blood glucose, comma, skin rashes, comma, left ear pain, and follow for hypertension period next line. Subject to colon patients say that a fasting blood glucose is ranging from 130 to 160 milligram per day. And she stopped taking Januvia period. Next line patient developed a rash on the upper extremities. That usually happens in the winter period. She used over-the-counter medications without much relief. Period. Next line patient complained of left ear pain. And she was bothering her for past 2 or 3 days. There was no fever or chills or ear discharge period. Next line patient has patient came today as a follow for hypertension and her blood pressure reading today was 160 over 87. See the next line. Review on system colon patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, cough, comma, diarrhea, comma, weakness of the upper or lower extremities. See the next line. That's really for history. This is significant for diabetes. And she's on metformin 500 milligram tablet, 2 tablets twice a day, along with the low carb diet. Period. Next line patient has a history of gastritis, and she's on omeprazole 30 milligram tablet once a day before meal as needed. Period. Next line patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she is on rosuvastatin 5 mg once a day along with low-fat diet. Period. Patient is taken off lisinopril due to side effect, and her blood pressure was slightly high. Period. Next line. Patient was consuming more salt intake, and she's advised on low salt diet. Here, next line. Obstructive colon. The correction social family history is significant for hypertension. Correction family history is significant. That mother has diabetes. Otherwise, unremarkable. Here, next line. Social history. Patient lives with her husband, and she does walk 1 mile every day. And also does a stretching exercise. Period. Next line. Obstructive colon. Heart examination has normal heart rate without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear. Bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness. Period. Next line. HEENT examination reveals no significant abnormality of the left ear. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness. Period. Next line. Extremities has no cap tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Skin examination reveals allergic to rashes. With correction has rashes on the upper extremities consistent with allergic rashes without any open wounds. Period. Next line. And a long discussion with patient regarding treatment plan. And all her questions are answered to her satisfaction. She verbalized full understanding. Period. Patient is refusing blood pressure medication at this time. She wants to see. Stop salt intake and check the blood pressure every day at home and report after 1 week period. Next patient. Same patient. She having last name Galeria, G-A-L-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 03-11-1951. Period examination date is 09-03-2024. Period. Next line. Chief complaint. Colon patient came today with a chief complaint of frequent urination and muscle and back pain. Period. Next line. Subject to colon blood sugar readings were slightly elevated, and patient did not see any blood in the urine, and she has no fever or chills period. She had a similar episode last year and was seen by a urogynecologist. The next line, patient also complained of low back pain. Started a week ago after she pushed the furniture at home, and the back pain level is 5 or 6 upon exertion, and it is relieved after resting period. There is no radiation or pain to the lower extremities period. Next line. Patient has similar back pain last year, and she used meloxicam 7.5 milligram tablet with good relief period. Next line. Review system. Colon patient denied. Dizziness, comma, headache, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, exposure to any infections or allergies, comma, blood in the urine, comma, stool incontinence, comma, neck swelling or calf swelling. Here, next line. Calf's medical history is significant for anxiety disorder, and she is on alprazolam 0.25 milligram once a day as needed. Here, next line, patient has a history of diabetes, and she is on metformin 500 milligram tablets, 2 tablets twice a day, along with low carb diet. Next time, patient has a history of gastritis, and she is on omeprazole 20 milligram tablets in empty stomach once a day as needed. The next time, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she is on rosuvastatin 5 milligram tablets once a day. Good. Next line. Social history, patient is married, he does not work, and no history of smoking cigarettes or alcohol use. To the next line, objective colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. To the next line, heart examination has normal, first and second response without any minimal. To the next line, lungs are clear, bilaterally without any wheezing period. Next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness, and there is no superpubic or severe tenderness. Period. Next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema, but tremors. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination revealed a tenderness of the soft tissues of the lumbar spine, and lumbar forward flexion is painful at 45 degrees. Period. Next line. Weight bearing is also painful. However, patient is able to ambulate with slow pace. Period. Next patient. Same patient, Shirin, last name Galaria, G-A-L-A-R-I-A, date of birth is 03-11-1951, period examination date 06-10-2024, period. Next line. Chief complaint, colon patient came today with the chief complaint of epigastric, correction, chief complaint of heartburn, comma, constipation, and follow for diabetes mellitus. Be the next line. Subject to colon. Patient says that she had a spicy food a few days ago, and after that she developed a heartburn, and she took over the counter medications without much relief. She has similar episode last year, and she felt better after taking omeprazole 20 milligram period. Patient denied any nausea, vomiting, and there was no change in the bowel habits and stool color. However, patient had constipation on and off, and she recently traveled, and her eating habits was changed. Period. Patient did not have any blood in the bowel movement. Period. Next line. Also, patient came today as a follow for diabetes mellitus, and her fasting blood glucose readings at home is between 130 to 150 milligram per day. While traveling, her food intake was non-appropriate. Period. Next line. Patient denied any burning. Correction patient denied any numbness or tingling or dryness of mouth. Next line. Rheosis from colon patient denied fever, comma, chills, comma, vomiting, comma, diarrhea, comma, change in the bowel habits and stool color, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or skin rashes. Next line. Past medical history is significant for anxiety disorder and she is on alprazolam 0.25 milligram tablet, one tablet every day as needed. She has used it for past 3 to 4 days. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency and she is on vitamin D3 supplement 50,000 units once a week. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of diabetes and she is on metformin 500 milligram tablets, two tablets twice a day, along with the low carb diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and she is on rosuvastatin 5 milligram tablet once a day, along with low carb, low fat diet. Period. Next line. Social history patient lives with her husband. She denied correction and she is currently not working, but patient sometimes very busy helping her family members. Period. Patient has no exposure to any smoke or chemicals. Period. Next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Neck is supple without any lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdominal examination reveals epigastric minor tenderness and bowel sounds are active. There is no acromegaly. Period. Next line. Lower abdominal examination is fullness without any tenderness. Period. Next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Period. Next patient. Shireen, same last name, Galeria, G-A-L-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 03-11-1951. Period. Examination date is 03-08-2024. Period. Next line. Chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of right knee pain, comma, right gluteal pain and heartburn. Period. Next line. Subject to colon. Patient stated that she had a right knee pain on and off for past 2 weeks, and the pain level is 4 or 5. Upon exertion, it is relieved after resting. She had knee arthritis in the past, and this started after she walked in a shopping mall for 3 to 4 hours. Period. Next line. Patient also developed right-sided low back pain with radiating to the gluteum. And she had a history of sciatica. Period. Again, this got worse after the exertion. Period. Next line. Patient also developed heartburn. And she started taking omeprazole 20 milligram twice a day. Today she is much better. And she is advised to continue the same medication. Period. Patient did not see any blood in the stools. And she had no nausea, vomiting. Period. Next line. Review system colon. Patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Period. Next line. history is significant for anxiety disorder, and she is on alprazolam 0.025 milligram once a day as needed. Next time, patient has a history of diabetes, and she is on metformin 500 milligram tablets, two tablets twice a day, along with low carb diet. Period. Next time, patient has a history of gastritis, and she is on omeprazole 20 milligram once a day in empty stomach. Period. Next time, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she is on rosuvastatin 5 milligram tablet once a day, along with the low-fat diet. Period. Next line. Social history. Patient lives with her husband, and she never worked. Period. Patient has no history of smoking cigarettes or alcohol use. Period. Patient prior to this was fairly active, and recently she started walking. Period. Next line. Objective colon. It is supple with onion thyroid enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft. Correction. Abdomen examination reveals minor epigastric tenderness without any organomegaly. Correction. Abdomen examination is no significant tenderness at this time. Bowels on your active. Period. Next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema. And right knee examination reveals minimal tenderness of the knee joint. And there is no joint effusion. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals no significant tenderness of the soft tissue of the lumbar spine. However, patient has sciatic pain upon sitting down in the car or chair. She has a right gluteal tenderness. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact, and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next patient, same patient, Shirin Lactin Galeria, GALARIA. Date of birth is 03-11-1951. Period. Examination date is 02-02-2024. Period. Next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of painful tongue, comma, right ear pain, and follow for hypertension. Here, next line. Subjective colon patients say that for past few days, patient has a pain in the tongue, and it is also so patient has a difficulty at meal time. Period. She has no fever or chills, and she had similar episode 2 years ago. Here, next line. Patient has right ear pain and has a history of cerumen. Period. Patient also has difficulty hearing on the right ear. There is no ear discharge. Here, next line. Patient came today as a follow for hypertension, and her blood pressure reading at home was high. However, today her blood pressure is 134/83, and patient denied any chest pain or shortness of breath. Here, next line. Review of system colon. Patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, or snoring. Period. Next line. Social history patient is married, lives with her husband, and she does do stretching exercise every day. Our patient non-compliant on a medication, on a correction of medications, be the next line. Obstructive colon, HEET examination reveals the redness of the tongue without any active bleeding, and there is no swallowing difficulty, period. Neck is supple without any lymph node enlargement, period, next line. Right ear examination reveals impacted cerumen without any discharge or bleeding, period, next line. Heart examination has normal heart sound without any murmur, period, next line. Lungs are clear, bilaterally without any bleeding, period, next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness, and bowels are active. The next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors, period, next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance, period. Addendum, patient had spicy food 5 or 6 days ago, and since then she also has burning and pain in the tongue, period. Next line. Had a long discussion with patient regarding treatment plan, and all her questions are answered to her satisfaction. She verbalized full understanding, period. End of dictation.